So we speak to, you know, all the top 200 biggest artists on the charts, right? So you know, by large majority of them, they basically are, you know, are really careful about which chain they decide on. So the Grammy as an organization, you know, they signed a 3-year deal with us, not just, you know, this is not a 2021 fad, right? NFT is part of the music ecosystem going forward. That's what the Grammy thinks. So we're very deliberate, very intentional on kind of how to curate this and how to educate the music artist community. So, and, you know, I think there are a lot of great proof of stake and energy efficient solutions, but Tezos just happened to be one of the best.
Yeah. So what I hear you saying is, you know, the Grammys, you know, we all heard of them and they want to be careful with the brand. So they're committing to Tezos. It means people who get involved, you know, that's sort of going to be the ecosystem in which a lot of these NFTs are contained. And they're not going to be tempted to go talk to like a company, someone who's run a company like yours, but on Solana or on Cosmos or on Polkadot or something. It's sort of the evolving norm is, you know, a big name, they're going to pick one chain and stick to it.
Yeah, you know, just like NBA picked Flow Blockchain and Dapper Labs to launch their NFTs. You know, I think for the Grammys, we're talking about minting every nominee of every major category for multiple years, right? So basically, you know, if you're a music lover, if you're an NFT lover, this is kind of oneof.com is kind of the platform. But you know, our goal is to bring the next 100 million non-crypto users into the ecosystem because they're music fans, right? Not necessarily because they're crypto savvy. So you can actually sign up on the website and just buy your first NFT and register and buy your first NFT with a credit card in under 2.5 minutes. So with that goal in mind, the general consumer perhaps don't even care so much if it's, you know, minted on this chain or the other.